Let's go to work.
Let's go. Let's go.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up.
Another record crowd was on hand at the UC Health Training Center for day 8 of Broncos training camp as the team gets set for one of the biggest weekends in franchise history. Welcome in, everybody, to Broncos Training Camp Daily. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Steve Atwater. Phil Milani and Andrew Mason will be joining us a little later on in the show. But, Steve, let's talk about day 8 today. We saw a couple of guys get vet days, a couple guys out with injuries. T.J. Ward left practice with a hamstring injury. Todd Davis was held out with a shoulder injury. But we did see guys like Chris Harris, guys like Emmanuel Sanders get vet days, get those rest days. How valuable are those rest days when you're going through the grind of training camp?
Oh, I think it was extremely valuable. I think it's going to be extremely valuable for them. Like you said, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, Demaryius Thomas, some of the guys who we know what they're going to do. We know what they have. I think this will be really beneficial on down the line mid-season.
A guy that we saw energized on the field today was former head coach Gary Kubiak, now with the organization in a senior personnel role. Steve, seeing the old coach on the field, you got a chance to talk to him. What was that like?
Well, it was awesome getting a chance to see him. I hadn't seen Gary in quite a while. He looked healthy. He looked vibrant. Looks like he's really happy with the job, and I'm looking forward to it. He's going to make our personnel even better than it is.
I can't agree more. One of the other former players, or one of Kubiak's former players that had a chance to say hello as well, was defensive end Derek Wolfe. Now, earlier in the week, Von Miller threw out the number 30 sacks as a potential target goal for this season. A lot of people criticized him, but Wolfe said that that number might not be that far-fetched.
I think between me and Vaughn, there's no reason we can't have 30 to 40 sacks between the two of us. That's what I'd like to see. You know, that's reaching high, but that's, you know, if you don't reach high, then you've got nowhere to go. Teams are going to slide their protection to where Vaughn and I are sitting, are lining up at. So, you know, because me and Vaughn do such a good job of working together, and we've been doing it for 6 years together. So we kind of just, you know, it's just, I can't really explain it. You can feel where a guy's, you know, how he's going to rush. And I just know how he rushes. So I know where I can, how I can fill in, because he's so fast off the ball. I just feed off of it.
So both Derek Wolfe and Von Miller getting rest days today. So the quarterback battle took on a bit of a different face here because you didn't have those guys coming off the edge, Steve. But as far as the quarterback battle is concerned, what did you see today?
Well, I thought both quarterbacks came out and worked hard today, had a good work day in. However, I think Trevor Siemian had a little bit better day today, although I don't think he distanced himself very much from Paxton. So in my mind, they're still right there, right next to one another.
One of the best plays we saw from Trevor Siemian today was a nice touchdown pass to Cody Latimer. Latimer is in his own position battle for that number 3 spot, and he says he is looking to make a name for himself in this training camp.
Been working on consistency, staying consistent, you know, all through practice, bring the same thing every day, and that gets your juices flowing. You make a play like that in the end zone touchdown, you got to keep it going through the rest of practice. Everybody's making plays. Somebody's standing out making a play every day, so the competition is great. You know, our young rooks you brought in, amazing athletes, you know, making big plays. You know, the guys that have been here are making big plays. You know, we're all contributing to special teams. It's just, you know, like I said, we're looking good, and like I said, the competition is amazing in there. It pushes everyone to, you know, be better.
So the offense will be looking to put up more of those highlight plays tomorrow, Steve, in Saturday's scrimmage. When you were a player, though, how much did you look forward to those scrimmage days?
Man, I got to tell you, I really look forward to the scrimmages. You get a chance to have more contact. Now, I don't think this scrimmage will be a full contact in terms of them taking each other to the ground, but I think this will be the closest thing that we've to live that we've seen thus far.
Coach Vance Joseph said these live periods aren't going to be that much different than what we've already seen in practice. However, those finite details that he does see at the scrimmage tomorrow will reveal a lot about his team.
We're going to play ball. Most of our periods you guys have seen have all been call it periods, you know, for two reasons. And, you know, my belief as a coach is, you know, it's a reaction game for the coaches and players. So I want it to be as real every day. And for a first-time coordinator in Joe Woods, having a chance to call defenses every day without having it scripted, that's big for Joe. You know, when you say scrimmage, when you say game, you know, that's a huge evaluation because guys react differently when there's more stakes on the line. So I want to see guys go out there and put their best foot forward when the lights are on.
All right, let's get to Atwater's A-list for today. Every single day, Steve has been bringing us the standout performers from that day's practice. And Steve, today, Well, yesterday we went rookie wideout. Today, another
wide receiver. He was on our list on day three, Isaiah McKenzie. He was on the list on day three as a punt returner. He's back on the list today as a wide receiver. He got behind the defense twice today, both for touchdowns. This guy has extreme speed, and he has great hands, especially for his size. So, yeah, he's our A-list player for today.
You mentioned you're not afraid to put special teamers on Atwater's A-list. Do we have another special teamer today?
We do have a special teams player again. We have a 73-yard kick that we witnessed today by Brandon McManus. He's my A-list player on special teams. Now, Brandon told me today that he's kicked a 76-yarder in practice before, and he also has kicked a 57-yarder in a game. The thing about Brandon is the drill today was actually a return drill, and he got it so close that they said, hey, see if you can make it, and he actually made it. And everyone kind of went crazy that he made a 73-yard field goal.
To hear more from Steve, be sure to tune in to Orange and Blue Radio 760 during the weekdays. He's on 1 to 3 p.m. Again, Orange and Blue Radio 760 a.m. or on the iHeart Radio app. Back now with Andrew Mason and Mace. We've been talking position battles all camp long. Today, though, we're going deep. We're going secondary deep, and it's that fourth corner slot.
Yeah, we're going deep, but today, with Chris Harris Jr., Keep Tlaib getting some rest, you're talking about guys that got a lot of playing time.
Fair
Let's
enough.
Start with Lorenzo Doss, who, as Joe Woods says, seems to have the four-leaf clover because he gets a lot of picks. He's always around the ball, has a knack for it going back to his days at Tulane. But every summer out here at training camp for three consecutive summers now, going back to 2015 when he was drafted, he makes plays on the ball. Very efficient. The difference for him this year, fewer mental errors. Just, it's his third year in the scheme. He knows what he's doing. I think he's got the lead in the race for the number four cornerback. And then you've got a veteran, Chris Lewis Harris. You know, he knows what Vance Joseph wants. Vance Joseph coached him in Cincinnati, brought him in June to provide some veteran leadership on the back end of that depth chart at cornerback, and also some special teams help. It'll be interesting to see where he settles in, though, because Doss is playing so well. And then you've also got Brennan Langley, a third-round pick this year. He's long, athletic, raw in a project. I think you want to see where he is a year or two from now. Certainly next summer is going to be crucial for him. But what I saw from him that I like today, playing a lot more, made some good plays on the ball, actually did have an interception set up by kind of a madcap play on offense, a bad snap, Kyle Sloter rolling out to a little bit of a sidearm throw, but Langley was in the right place at the right time. But Langley's also got some ability on special teams. They're using him on kickoff returns from time to time. So those are the three guys really competing for that number four spot. I think Doss is ahead, likely to get that gig to replace Kayvon Webster, of course, moved on to the Rams, but some talent there, no doubt.
You mentioned Doss, the leader in the clubhouse, if you will, for that fourth spot. Doss has been described as a ball hawk all camp, and he thinks that has more than solidified his spot to move up on the depth chart.
Next man is always up, always got to be ready, and that's our job. Right now we're just grinding. It's training camp. We're in the heart of training camp, and we're just trying to get better and just continue to make plays on the ball. When we get the opportunity, we got to be ready for it and make the plays. When the ball is in the air, I just believe it's mine. That's my mindset. If you put it in the air against me, I'm going to come down with it. I'm going to do my best to try to come down with it.
Tomorrow is going to be another big day at camp. We've got the Saturday scrimmage. Mace, give me one thing that you're looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, I know it's obvious, but quarterbacks, both Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian, they're going to split the first team reps. And Vance Joseph is putting a greater weight on the scrimmage and the practices because it's going to be under game conditions. So which one of them does better when things go off script, when you're trying to get into a flow? That's going to be key. It's going to be a big day for both of them.
Tomorrow before the scrimmage, wake up, get your day started with Mace. He's going to be on the radio, Orange and Blue Radio 760 from 8 to 9:30 tomorrow. And then his usual slot, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. Again, Orange and Blue 760 or on the iHeart Radio app. Now, of course, as everyone knows, this is a very big weekend for the Denver Broncos organization as Terrell Davis is about to be enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. this weekend. The Hall of Fame looking its weekend best. The decorations are already out. Of course, Terrell Davis's locker has already made its way to Canton, Ohio. Fans, Broncos fans from all over the world have gotten to see the busts of Elway, Sharp, Zimmerman, Little, and of course they will see TDs tomorrow. Our own Phil Milani is in Canton as the party is already underway for TD's historic moment.
Yeah, Matt, we're here in Canton, Ohio, the birthplace of the NFL. And behind me are where the seven busts of this year's class will live on forever. In fact, TDs will be right here. And it took TD 11 years to get here, but it was worth the wait. A lot of question marks about the length of his career. But when it mattered the most, TD was at his best. In fact, he's just one of six running backs with a career 1,000 yards rushing in the postseason. So when it mattered the most, he was at his very best, and his stats stack up, and he definitely belongs here in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll be in Canton, Ohio throughout the weekend, including tomorrow night's induction ceremony. Matt, we'll send it back to you. We gotta get back to work over here, okay?
Our thanks to Phil Milani for his coverage. Phil will be in Canton all weekend long, but he's going to have some company. Steve, you're going to be making the trip to Canton.
Yes, we're going to be making the trip to Canton to support our good friend Terrell Davis. It's going to be a great day here in Denver and also going to be a great day in Canton. Now, here with Denver with the scrimmage tomorrow, the team has really been improving, I think, each day. And I think that the scrimmage will show our improvement up to this point, and I'm looking forward to it.
We'll look forward to seeing Steve and Phil in Canton. Myself and Mace will be holding down the fort here. We'll have full details from Canton as well as the scrimmage. But for now, for Steve Atwater, I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you for joining us on Broncos Training Camp Daily. We leave you now with the best of Mic'd Up with Derek Wolfe.
Let's go, defense on 3-1-2-3. Defense! Go, baby. Come on, move. Turn it up now. Come on. Come on, man. Let's get it right. Woo, that thing's heavy.
Let's go, man. We need some energy, bro. Come on.
Let's go, baby.
Get y'all moxie up a little bit.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Oh. Give me the ball quick today.
How's that head fake?
A little more.
Yeah. The hard thing for you is if you don't turn, exactly. Then he's gonna beat you.
Go Broncos on 3-1-2-3.
Broncos.